Once a painful secret, today a widely known therapeutic tool, the utterly familiar rituals of 12-step programs can even get kid laughs in Disney movies, like Finding Nemo.
The meeting has officially come to order. Let us all say the pledge. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. If I am to change this image, I must first change myself. Fish are friends, not food.
AA, or Alcoholics Anonymous, is not derived from any scientific theory of psychology or psychiatry. And even today, the medical community remains reluctant to fully embrace its effectiveness in treating the estimated 16.5 million adults aged 18 and over who have an alcohol use disorder, or AUD as it's known. Two men, both admitted drunks, pioneered Alcoholics Anonymous back in 1935. That story is told in the play Bill W. and Dr. Bob, that returns to the off-Broadway stage in a historic collaboration with New York University's Langone Medical Center. A hospital is signed on and is funding a theatrical event about a treatment program in the hopes of opening the doors to treatment for some of the folks who come to laugh and learn and see themselves in a new way. Samuel Shem is co-writer and producer and a professor of medicine and psychiatry at New York University's Langone Medical Center.
My wife and I, in 1986, came across the story of Bill Wilson and Bob Smith, the founders of AA, and we immediately saw it as a play. We saw it starting with a guy standing up on one side of the stage saying, "My name is Bill W. and I'm an alcoholic. At a time like this, I wish my partner could be here." I'm talking about the man we all call, opposite side of the stage, spot up, "Dr. Bob, alcoholic, good to be here sober." Because some of the audience is in 12-step programs, they shout out, "Hi, Bill." So it was like a meeting, you know, it broke the fourth wall of the theater immediately. They start to tell their stories like they're at meetings, and then the play is their stories, and then at the end they finish their stories.
You know, if you go to a medical convention, you can find doctors who, you know, "Please ask me about, nephrology. Please ask me about cardiac care. Please ask me about, you know, skin tumors." But ask them about addiction and they like go running for the hills. So you have embraced something that the medical profession has had real difficulty with.
Well, the truth is the patients that doctors dislike the most are alcoholics and addicts, because they come into the emergency room, you work like hell to save them, they go out and then they're back the next week. So I had that attitude. But then when I was training to be a psychiatrist, I kind of by chance got referred a lot of alcoholics and addicts, and I heard about AA. I didn't know anything about it. So I figured I had to learn. So I started going to AA meetings. I said, "Oh my God, I'm seeing more transformation of character in these people from all walks of life, including doctors, than I've ever seen in my psychiatric practice." And in 20 years of working with alcoholics and addicts, I never had a failure. I found if you take out the alcohol or the drug, you've got a person there. And actually, someone who actually is quite skillful, because they kept their life going pretty much while, you know, drinking.
Is part of this a personal connection to addiction in any way, or is it just your observations as a scientist?
What I realized going to these AA meetings, just listening, one day I said to myself, "Hey, wait a second. Maybe you got a problem." I never thought I had a problem. I hadn't lost anything. But what I did was I decided, okay, this is when I was about 45, I'm going to stop. And I went to meetings. Haven't had a drink in 26 years. And my life, even though I wasn't really bad, my life changed totally. And then looking back, I said, I should have been dead many times because I was drunk.
You see, once you embrace sobriety, a lot of people talked about this, that suddenly you look around and all of society is about drinking. Everywhere you look. It must, from the perspective of a doctor, be extraordinarily frustrating that you're trying to save people and, like, people are pushing poison.
Yeah. Alcohol is a very special kind of drug because it gives you the illusion of connection while you're disconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that there's an epidemic of binge drinking on college campuses, because the social pressure of the screen generation, the social anxiety is high, especially cross-gender, so they get loaded before they go to the parties. But this brings me to the play, which I'd love to talk about, because we set out to write this play with two goals. One, this is a story you cannot believe. The way these guys happened to meet is just unbelievable. So we had to write a historically accurate play.
Right.
The second thing was we had to write a great play so that people would come and see it. A lot of it rides on humor, because in some ways it's kind of funny it's so bad.
the fact that this is being done off-Broadway in its traditional theatrical setting, does it allow you to get out of the medical bubble? You know, students might get an impact out of it, but it's nothing like actually going into the real world and sitting next to someone you don't know in the audience.
Yeah, this play, you get someone sitting there in the first row with a $99 ticket from, you know, Wall Street. And then because we give away tickets to people who don't have any money who are in treatment, you have, you know, a guy who's been in jail. It's just this mixture of people. It works because it's just a damn good play. It's an incredible success story. It has a happy ending. I want to say what they discovered, just two things.
Sure, sure. No spoilers, though.
No. This isn't a spoiler. No. They found it AA. That, we know that. No, two things they did discover. Bill Wilson, he discovered that the only thing that could keep a drunk sober was telling his story to another drunk. May or may not help the other guy, but it will keep you sober. And Dr. Bob said, our service keeps us sober, serving other people, which is a great humanitarian rule for all of society, which we've lost. The other amazing thing I didn't realize, they discovered that alcoholism is a disease with physical, psychological, and spiritual elements, and it had to be treated in all three arenas.
Before we go, have you ever thought of taking on heroin? That's a huge issue in America right now.
You know, it's interesting you say that because, in fact, compared to alcohol and the total cost of alcohol in terms of broken families, violence, car accidents, you know, you name it, is much, much, much more serious than heroin. Heroin is right now, it's a big problem. I'm not denying that. But the American Psychiatric Association just came out with a report. This last year, there was more alcohol abuse, more alcoholism than the past 35 years.
Oh,
so it's going up. And in colleges, it's an epidemic. You know, I just would like to say, you know, if you don't know anything about AA, fine. If you know something about AA, fine. But you're going to be in this audience with people, as they say, from Yale to jail. The other first for this production is that it's binational, bilingual. The same actors do productions in English and do productions in Spanish. They're bilingual. Three from Costa Rica, three from New York City. Because we wanted to serve the Latino community because they don't often go to theater, but alcohol is a big problem. They go to AA. This is a labor of love for me. I'm so glad to be able to talk about it.
Well, I can tell. Samuel Shem is co-writer and co-producer of Bill W. and Dr. Bob, a.k.a. Dr. Steven Bergman, professor of medicine and psychiatry at NYU Langone Medical Center.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.